If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
It's the Ace and TJ Show.
With a little extra.
With a little extra. Uncensored, unedited,
and almost uninterrupted.
Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Ace.
Yep.
In this crazy time of trying to, you know, relate to and connect with so many different types of people, you know, in the radio broadcasting, in the podcasting, in the digital media, the whole thing. I think we should just grab onto any type of adjective or title that we can have to connect with whomever we can. Like, for example, I think we could call ourselves holistic hosts.
Oh, I like that.
Holistic hosts. Because evidently you can just call yourself holistic something, claiming to treat the entire body with whatever it is that you do. Like, we stimulate and pleasure the ears, the face, the heart. All of these parts of the body make you laugh and tingle down to your toes, even.
And because
so
we do
holistic hosts,
because there's no drugs or anything involved, right. That's why it's holistic.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're just, you know, through fun and wit, we're making you feel better. Yeah. So it'll be holistic. Okay. Because I never really know what that means.
It's just like you can, you know, people just give themselves the title of expert on whatever it is, you know.
Sure.
But I thought of the holistic one this morning when I saw this headline. I'm a holistic sex worker.
Okay.
I help people with disabilities, mental illnesses, experience intimacy. So it's a woman in the UK. She's 41. Her name's Charlie.
Charlie.
And people pay her average of $150-something per hour of a session, to do everything from massages to naked cuddles to, you know, what she refers to some as occasional full service, meaning makes the sex with people. Okay. And it's not, you know, she says it's not just about the sexual experience. It's everything. The whole body. That's why she's a holistic sex worker. And this is one of those things where, like, it's prostitution.
Yeah.
You're being paid for sexual activity. That's a prostitute. And in US America versus the UK, the definitions are different, because she tried to come into US America and they found out what she does for a living, and they turned her away. You can't come in, you know, to come in trying to prostitute. We can't let you come in if you're automatically, we're going to suspect that you're breaking the law. So you're going to bring, you know, your whoring duties into here. Now I'm paraphrasing what right. The TSA told her and all of that. But whether you're a fan of prostitution or not, I mean, this is a situation where, you know, she says that she does this stuff with people who wouldn't be able to experience intimacy with other people if they're disabled or, you know, like mental illness and things like that.
Yikes. That's dangerous.
Yeah. She got to have a spotter, though, right? If you're dealing with somebody who's, like, you got to define mental health related illnesses is what she calls it.
Yeah. Is it legal in America? Is there such a thing as where you could go and pay somebody and they help you with your sexual problems or whatever like
that. You mean like a surrogate, a sex surrogate?
Yeah. I've heard of that, but I don't know if that's legal or not.
I think it depends on the state, and you have to be, I think, associated with a licensed therapist or something. I don't know. Because they always show that in TV shows and movies and stuff.
So I looked it up. Apparently, it's legal in the UK. The exchange of sexual services for money is legal in the UK, apart from Northern Ireland, where it's illegal. But there are some related activities that are illegal. For example, soliciting on the street or other public places, or somebody, including somebody in a vehicle, that's illegal.
Yeah, streetwalker.
Yeah, you can't be a streetwalker. But if they said, "Hey, I'll pay you $250 to have sex with you," and you could say, "You can say okay."
And or you can have a business set up to where, you know, it's a brothel or whatever, I think.
Wow. I didn't know that.
So Charlie says that she has seen people who have never been touched before, and says people have cried in her arms for an hour.
Oh, my God. Give me a break.
She says she finds, quote, unquote, everybody beautiful when working as a holistic sex worker. She says, I'm a massive empath. I mean, she has empathy. Yeah. That's a buzzword now, you know. Empath. And very good at making people feel relaxed. Well, good for you. She said, I have a massive passion for helping people who don't have access to standard physical and emotional relationships. You know, I just don't have access to emotional and physical relationships. I see people who may have physical disabilities and are unable to connect with people in their local area. It's not just about sex. It's about the experience you have with a professional in a beautiful space that is designed for purpose. Mm. Sure, they come to me and I offer sensual touch, holistic touch. I offer a sensory massage, which is very therapeutic, very grounding, relaxing, erotic as well, but very calming and very connecting between two human beings.
Wow.
Gives people a chance to take off their baggage is what it is. It's for people to come in and be themselves, and they have a chance to take off their baggage, whether that's trauma or forgetting about their disability. With someone stroking your face, sometimes for the first time ever, so many men in our society are insecure and have trauma, and male suicide is an all-time high. I've had men that are grieving that just cried in my arms for an hour. It's about just creating a completely safe space. Well, safe for them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're the safest. You spent an hour crying in the arms of this woman? An hour?
That's what she said.
If you bought a prostitute for $150, I'm not going to waste an hour crying in your arms.
Yeah, and if I'm, if I'm the family member that's treating,
you
know, my treat, I'm going to say, hey, you better dry it up. Stop crying. Let's get on with this.
Getting a Toledo tornado within the first 15 minutes. I'm not going to spend my time crying. Whatever that. I don't even know what that is.
I'm not going to look it up.
I wonder how many people, though, like say she sees an average of 14 people a week.
Mm-hmm.
How many men come in there and just opt for the stroking of the face and a massage?
Sounds like more than we thought.
Well, I mean, she's obviously going to make it seem like she's more of a therapist than she really is.
Sure. Like she's not doing the nastiest things all for 4 hours. She's like, no, we cry in each other's arms. Yeah, boom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they probably barely even talk to her when they go in. They're like,
butt-naked on the bed already. Like, let's go.
I don't want to make
I've been waiting for this.
I don't want to overstate this, but I get the fact that if you're some guy, you're in your 30s, and you've never been touched, you've never been with anybody, that probably does release a tremendous amount of emotion when you get to the bottom of what's going on and what the problem is. And
I've never been touched.
Yeah.
My wife don't never touch me no more.
She don't touch me.
I don't think these guys have wives.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me. But I get, and I see how it could be, I'll use the word noble, but when you have somebody, say, who's got a disability or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
How that could be beneficial to them. But even at that, I don't see them going in there and wanting to connect as human beings, really. I mean, it's just like, I need to see what this is about. I can't get it anywhere else.
Yeah.
So here's your 150.
You got a prostitute.
I mean, yeah, that's what it is.
You got a prostitute.
Exactly.
She can spin it however she wants to spin it. But
you can sit around talking about your holistic healing and all you want. But I don't even think in Great Britain, she doesn't even have to do all that. Because they're forbidden to look down upon people. There's no free speech in England anymore or anything. Nobody could criticize her because she's a protected class. That's why they're called sex workers instead of prostitutes. They think that sounds more noble.
So she's not a licensed therapist then anyway, right? Okay.
No. That's what I'm saying. So we could easily call ourselves holistic hosts.
Love it.
To make it, to make us be able to connect with that type of consumer.
I love that.
Who likes the holistic stuff. We're for the whole body.
Yeah.
We're healing the whole body.
All of it. Every square inch.
There might be something to that. We need to work that up. Could be something to that.
Not like listeners crying my arms for an hour.
Come on.
That's where it stops. So you're not going to do all the stuff she's doing.
I might.
Will you? $150 an hour?
Yes. For $150 an hour, I'm in. 100%.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.